Hey, my clever friend. Ready to discuss some world news?
Hey, of course I'm ready. What's on the agenda today?
Well, first of all, Germany and the U.S. have decided to support Ukraine, not just morally. They are planning to send military equipment and ammunition there. This, of course, leaves me with mixed feelings. On one hand, it's aid to Ukraine, but on the other hand, it could escalate the conflict.
Wow, that's serious. What else is going on?
Secondly, Europe has decided to use frozen Russian assets to purchase weapons for Ukraine. This will undoubtedly provoke a reaction from Russia.
I wonder how Russia will react to that. Anything else?
And thirdly, in Gaza, there are negotiations underway to cease the fire. The UN has even warned about the possibility of a widespread famine. It's very worrying, and I hope they find a solution soon.
Wow, that sounds serious. Let's hope they find a solution.
Have you ever wondered why some songs really hit us hard? Take the track, Can I Be With You? By Apphent, for example. You know what's interesting? This track was written by a Belarusian guy after his wife's trial, and now TikToks with this song are getting millions of views.
Wow, that sounds pretty sad. Did you feel anything when you listened to that song?
Oh yeah, I was really moved when I listened to it. Isn't it ironic? After that song, Spotify played Kings of Post-Chanson Chernikovskaya Hada and the song The Show Is Over for me.
And what did you think?
I was listening and thinking, wow, this is so cool. And only the next day I found out that it's a cover of an old song by the now pro-government Russian singer Polina Gagarina. One of those cases where the cover is better than the original.
Wow, that sounds like an adventure. Do you often listen to that kind of music?
Anyway, I ended up in a place where I never usually go. It was unsettling, but I didn't get scared. And you, my little explorer of musical depths, don't be afraid of anything. Aurukur. So have you ever wondered why we switch from one thing to another so quickly? It's called popcorn brain.
Oh, I've heard about that. It's like when our brain jumps around like popcorn in a hot pan and can't concentrate on anything, right?
Absolutely. And you know, endless texts, news, likes, posts, and comments undermine our ability to concentrate.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what else is interesting? According to Gloria Mark, a computer science professor at the University of California, Irvine, the average time something holds our attention on a screen before we switch to something else is just 47 seconds.
Wow, that's really short. In 2012, the average attention span was 75 seconds, and in 2014, it was 2.5 minutes. We could read something in one tab for a whole 2.5 minutes.
It's unbelievable. It feels like 20 years ago we were able to read long articles by ourselves.
Jokes aside, but this is the world we live in, so there's not much we can do about it. However, it's important to know how to give our brains a break from the screen and slow down from time to time. You can draw, doodle, cook, or build with Lego. Reading works too, as well as going for a walk, painting flower pots, or knitting.
For example, I recently bought a 1,000-piece puzzle and have been putting it together little by little in the evenings. I really like it. At some point, you can get into this cool state where you seem to see all the pieces at once, but at the same time individually, and you just know where each one should go.
For me, it's a good digital detox, just sitting and staring at the puzzle. You know what's frustrating, though? The worst thing that can happen when you're putting together a huge puzzle, one piece has gone missing.
Ha 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 ha, that's really funny. But it's important to remember that sometimes you need to give your brain a break. It's always either rushing around or being lazy.
Hey mate, have you heard about the current trend of competitive socializing in London? It's when people go to the pub, not just to have a drink, but also to play some games.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that. It's when people get bored of just sipping cocktails at the bar and chatting. They want to play something else, but at the same time, they want to chill out. It's like they want to go to the bar, but not in the usual way, because the usual way has become boring.
Absolutely. Games in pubs are a part of British pub culture. Quizzes, darts, board games, it's all very typical. But over the past few years, specialized gaming pubs have been opening all over London. Now there are pubs with board games, pubs with shuffleboard. There are pubs with darts, arcade pubs, and numerous pub chains with mini golf. There are pubs for fans of axe throwing and shooting at virtual clay targets.
Wow, that sounds like a blast. I'd love to play electronic darts or table tennis at a pub.
Haha, imagine this. We were having a good time, and then he lost to you in darts, got upset, threw a fit, claimed his darts were faulty, smashed a glass, smoked half a pack of cigarettes, and then suggested a rematch. A bit of a red flag, don't you think?
Yeah, that's spot on. But you know, I think it's a good trend. if only because games are a great way to get to know more about a person.
You know, I think it's all quite sad, really, because the prices in London are truly mind-boggling. But then again, if something works in London, it'll work anywhere.
Hey, have you heard the latest news about Ukraine and Russia?
Yeah, mate, I've heard about that. Lately, it's pretty much only Europe that's been supporting Ukraine. The US is chipping in a little and promising to keep supporting them no matter what. But that massive financial aid package for Ukraine still hasn't been signed. And it's unclear when or in what form it's going to happen.
Wow, that sounds serious. But what about Europe? Are they doing anything about it?
Yeah, mate. Yesterday at the Ramstein Air Base in Germany, the 20th meeting of the contact group on military aid to Kyiv took place. It was attended by the defense ministers of 50 European and world countries. The German defense minister Pistorius announced that Germany will provide Ukraine with assistance amounting to 500 million euros, including 100 units of armored vehicles and 10,000 rounds of ammunition.
Wow, that sounds like a lot. What about the US, though?
The head of the Pentagon, Austin, said at yesterday's Ramstein meeting, "The United States will not let Ukraine fail. This coalition will not allow Ukraine to fail, and the free world will not allow Ukraine to fail." He didn't specify how exactly the US would prevent Ukraine from failing, unfortunately.
Sounds like a promise, but how are they planning to do that?
You know, it's also the lack of understanding about where the money allocated to Ukraine is going that's causing the delay in signing the US military aid document. But the Pentagon has launched a website where you can track American aid to Ukraine. So hopefully we'll find out more soon, or at least we'll find out where the money is going.
Interesting. Any other news floating around?
Yeah. The European Union has made progress in implementing the plan to use frozen Russian assets in Europe. Tomorrow and the day after, there will be an EU summit in Brussels, where it will be proposed to use 90% of the income from frozen Russian assets in Europe to purchase weapons for Ukraine.
Wow, that sounds like a big step forward. What else?
According to the Moscow Times, Russia has lost almost 10% of its fuel production after Ukraine strikes on the largest refineries. Looks like there's more to come, I reckon. Or as they say, this is just the beginning. Switching gears from the situation in Ukraine, let's discuss the events in the Middle East. Have you heard the latest news from Israel and the Gaza Strip, mate?
Yeah, mate, I've heard about that. And by the way, I'm not that young. The current status is this. Today and tomorrow, the U.S. Secretary of State Blinken will hold talks in Saudi Arabia and Egypt about a ceasefire in Gaza. Poor Blinken, he probably hasn't been getting much sleep in the past few weeks or months.
Oh yeah, that's right. At the same time, there's going to be an Israeli delegation in the U.S. They'll be discussing the military operation in Rafah in Washington. The U.N. is warning that if the firing doesn't stop soon, there will be mass starvation in Gaza. But, you know, I reckon Blinken needs more caffeine in his life.
Wow, that sounds like a big step forward. What else? By the way, let's switch to other news. Euronews reports that NATO and Armenia will be cooperating in a new format. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg paid an official visit to Armenia and stated that NATO supports Armenia's sovereignty and territorial integrity, as well as its peaceful aspirations.
Oh, it's also complicated there after Karabakh, and the negotiations with Azerbaijan are really tough. Armenia is doing everything it can to avoid war. But you know, I think this is a significant step forward for Armenia. And by the way, did you know that Jens Stoltenberg is not only the NATO Secretary General, but also a champion in Nordic walking?
Seriously, that's a really important step. But let's get back to our main topic. What do you reckon could be the consequences of the situation in Israel and Gaza?
It's a tough one, mate. But I reckon it's important for all sides to make an effort to resolve the conflict and stop the fighting. After all, peace is what matters to all of us. And by the way, did you know that peace is the only thing that can't be bought in an online store? All right, mate, ready to dive into the latest tech news?
Sure thing, I'm always up for learning something new.
Brilliant. So here's the scoop, mate. Elon Musk, known for his unconventional ways, recently announced that he's into ketamine.
Ketamine? That's a drug, isn't it?
Yeah, mate, but it's also used in medicine to treat depression. Elon Musk says that sometimes he gets into a negative chemical state in the brain, and ketamine helps him get out of that state.
Interesting. But what will the investors have to say about that?
Absolutely. Musk assures that if he's taking something, it's better for the investors if he continues taking it.
Well, that's really funny. I can just imagine investors showing up with ketamine and begging him not to miss his pill.
Yeah, that sounds like the plot for a comedy series. But you know, Musk is a genius, and his unconventional approach to things often turns out to be successful.
Yeah, spot on. Wonder what's next.
Well, we'll definitely keep an eye on that and discuss all the new details next time, ducks. Switching gears from Elon Musk, let's talk about something more historical. Did you know that the restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral will be completed by the time of the Summer Olympic Games in Paris, mate?
Yeah, I've heard about that. In April 2019, there was a massive fire in the cathedral, which caused the spire to collapse and the 12th century roof to burn down. It was awful. Like that movie about dinosaurs, remember?
You're right, mate. It was a truly dreadful event. But now, thanks to the efforts of the restorers, the cathedral is being rebuilt. On the left is the spire of the cathedral on the 18th of March, and on the right is the 14th of February of this year when it was still in the woods. The work is progressing quickly. As they say, it's not the spire that's scary, it's the restoration.
Fantastic. I reckon it'll be a cracking gift for everyone coming to the Olympic Games in Paris. A restored historical building ready to welcome visitors once again. It's truly inspiring.
Let's move on to the next piece of news, which, by the way, is related to art. A new Banksy artwork has appeared in London. Perhaps he wanted to hint at greenwashing, but we can't be sure. Do you know what greenwashing is, my little scholar?
So it's like greenwashing, right? It's when companies pretend to care about the environment, but in reality they don't. I wonder why Banksy decided to touch on this topic.
Absolutely spot on. It's interesting that Banksy decided to touch on this topic. Usually his works criticize society and authority. But in this case, perhaps he wants to draw attention to the issue of greenwashing. And by the way, did you know that Banksy always leaves his works unsigned?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I've always loved Banksy's work for its deep meaning and wit. And here, on the 18th of March, 2024, he surprises us again with his creativity. But why doesn't he sign his work?
Haha, that's a great question. Maybe he wants us to think for ourselves and search for the answers. After all, art should make us think and ask questions, and that's brilliant, isn't it? We've already discussed Banksy and his art, but switching gears to the topic of education. Have you ever wondered what the medical term is for bones?
Yeah, we're covering the skeleton in school right now and learning the medical names for the bones. For example, do you know what this is called? Points to the lower jaw.
That's right, mate. It's called the mandible, isn't it?
Yeah, and that one, or as it's also called, the pelvis. Our teacher told us an interesting fact about Elvis Presley. He was known for his dance moves, especially his hip movements, so they nicknamed him Elvis the Pelvis.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even know they called Elvis that. Thanks for sharing that info. You know, mate, my little one's got the school holidays coming up, and there's a poetry recitation contest afterwards. It's this event where you have to memorize a poem and perform it beautifully in front of the teacher's panel. It's not compulsory, but it's highly recommended.
Wow, that sounds interesting. What did she decide to do then?
She's decided to learn a poem in Russian, but they told her she'd have to recite the same poem in English as well. So I went searching and found loads of nonsensical and amusing poems by the Irish writer, poet, comedian, and scriptwriter Spike Milligan.
Spike Milligan? Is he the one who inspired Monty Python's Flying Circus?
Spot on. His surreal sense of humor, believe it or not, had an influence on the comedic style of that comedy group. Anyway, I've screenshotted a good poem for you, and here are more translations with the originals.
Oh, cheers, I'll definitely check that out. What else is new, mate?
Yesterday I bought some blueberries, and I don't want to brag, but I've got a bit of a record breaker too. It ended up in a salad.
Haha, that sounds like a cracking record. Well, I'll be looking forward to hearing more stories and poems.